For a faster, easier way to keep your kitchen and bathroom spotless, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, housewives everywhere say that Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner, is a great help in washing dishes. Try it. Just sprinkle a little Babbo in your dishwater before adding soap. See how Babbo softens the water. See how you use less soap, saving soap and money. Notice how your dishes and glassware wash cleaner, easier, sparkle with a dazzling new brightness. And here's why. In dishwashing, the toughest part of the work is caused by grease. Babbo dissolves grease. With grease gone, food particles, that greasy smoky film on glassware, wipe right off quickly, easily. So try Babbo for dishwashing, for all your household cleaning. Today, get speedy, economical Babbo, B-A-B-O. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura's just received the news that her husband, Peter Carver, has disappeared from his room at the hospital. She had been waiting for a telephone call telling her that Bert Harris, a foreman at Peter's shipyards and one of his trusted employees, had succeeded in getting Peter's consent to the operation which would make him well again. But, hating Laura and wanting, as he thinks, to help Peter, Bert has arranged for Peter to escape and go into hiding. Now, at the shipyards, Peter's secretary, May Case, is saying to Laura,
Laura, drink this coffee. You're cold. You need the warmth, and you need the stimulation.
I can't, May. It isn't true, is it?
I'm afraid so, Laura.
But where is he, May? Where is Peter? Just wandering around somewhere, lost and bewildered. Oh, May, why? Why did he run away?
Peter is by no means either lost or bewildered. He's completely aware of where he is, whom he is with, and where he is going as he drives along the highway with Bessie, the wife of Bert Harris, away from the hospital. Now, relaxing in the car beside Bessie, Peter is saying,
You're a good driver, Bessie.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carver. Of course, now I have my glasses, I'm better. I used to have trouble with the signs, you know.
Yes. How far is it to this fishing cabin of yours?
Oh, we'll be there pretty soon now, Mr. Carver. We got a good start.
Bert's a good friend, Bessie. I don't know what I'd have done without him.
Oh, he's very fond of you, Mr. Carver. I just hope he's doing right for you, that's all.
You know the story, don't you? Laura, my wife, wants the shipyards. The doctors she got for me want to operate on me so I can be put away somewhere. Then she and her friends will have control.
Well, Mr. Carver, now, you know, sometimes sick people get funny notions.
Bessie, I haven't any funny notions. That's the truth. Bert knows it. I know it. I only have two friends in the whole world, Bessie, you and Bert. And you're going to look after me, aren't you? Bert said you would.
You know I will, Mr. Carver. I'll take care of you. You haven't anything to worry about there. I'll take very good care of you.
Nobody'll know who I am up at the cabin, will they?
Oh, there's nobody up there, just you and me. And you can sit in the sun and fish, and Bert'll come up every once in a while to tell you how things are.
That's good. That'll be fine, Bessie. That'll just be fine.
Yeah. Oh, he can't come tonight, though, you know. He has to stay down in Washington so nobody'll connect him with your getting away and all. He was with the doctors and the nurse, you know, when you left.
He's smart, Bessie. He's very smart. He has everything figured out just right.
Yeah. Bert is smart. Sometimes I wonder if... Oh, I'm going to do my best about all this, Mr. Carver. I just hope it's right for us to be taken in like this, that's all. I just hope it was right for you to leave the hospital.
It's right, Bessie. It's right, I promise you. And I promise you, everything's going to be fine.
Now back at the hospital, Dr. Randy Valancourt, the brain surgeon who's been attending Peter, rises to his feet as Laura comes into the waiting room.
Laura, there simply aren't any words to tell you how sorry I am for you.
If I could only take it in. If I could only absorb it as a fact, Randy, that Peter isn't here. But I keep saying to myself, this is a nightmare. Then I know it isn't. I know it's true that Peter isn't here.
The police are out looking for him, Laura. They'll find him very soon. He certainly can't have gone very far.
Thinking about him wandering about, confused and miserable, fearful. I can't bear it, Randy. I can't bear it.
You'll have to for a bit, Laura. Confound it. This couldn't have been more destructive to our plans.
Where's Bert Harris?
He's out with the police. He wanted so desperately to help. He's beside himself.
I wondered how he was taking him.
He saw the x-rays, you know. We talked the whole case out. He accepted our diagnosis. He was ready to go in and talk with Peter to convince Peter that he must undergo the operation. And then Dr. Mercer came back with the news.
How he must hate me.
Who?
Peter. How he must hate and fear me, Randy. That he could do this, run away like something hunted. Afraid of me.
Hold on, Laura.
It's true. That's why he's gone, Randy. Don't you know that? Fear of me, hatred of me, Randy. Deep, undying hatred. Hatred strong enough to make him do this thing. This wild, foolish thing of running away.
Laura, you have nothing to do with it. Utterly unpredictable behavior always follows in the wake of an illness like this. It's there. It's part of the pattern.
Yeah, what a hideous, frightening pattern it is, Randy. How dreadful it is. Horrible.
Of course it's dreadful, but it's going to be all right, Laura. Once we get Peter back here, once we're able to go ahead with the operation.
Mm. Will there have to be much publicity about it, Randy?
No, there won't have to be any. It would be very injurious to his condition if Peter were to read about his disappearance because, well, we'd have to explain the reasons for his behavior. He might become disturbed about that. There won't be any publicity.
I don't know where he'd go. If I only had some inkling as to where he would go. Hmm.
Laura, what does Peter like to do as a hobby? What does he do vacation time?
Well, he likes the water. We do go deep sea fishing sometimes, but of recent years, because of the war, we haven't done anything, Randy. The shipyards have taken all Peter's time. He's gone to Europe on business without any recreation or relaxation.
Mm-hmm. So often in a state of mind like this, they turn to the thing that relaxes them most. Fishing, perhaps, hunting.
Well, he hasn't done anything like that for years, Randy. I want him to come home. Randy, I want him to come home.
Please.
Dr. Valancourt.
Yes, Miss Case.
They asked me at the desk to tell you there's a telephone call for you. They've switched it to that extension there.
Oh, thank you, Miss Case.
Laura, will you come with me for a few minutes? Dr. Mercer is here and wants to talk to you.
Yes, May, of course.
They want descriptions of Peter's clothes. I thought we could call Hodge. He would know what Peter wore when he went to the hospital.
Yes, of course.
Hello? Dr. Valancourt speaking.
Dr. Valancourt? Is it a patient of yours who needs attention right away and lots of it?
Carolyn?
Yes, darling, it's Caroline. Your very nice fiancée. Aren't I cute? I flew down this afternoon. I'm staying with friends in Georgetown, and we're having a divine party right now. Divine, that is, if you were here. Come right along, dear, will you? I want to show you off.
Well, Carolyn, I'm delighted you're in Washington, of course, but...
Randy, if you're going to tell me you can't make it, I'm going to be very cross.
Well, darling, you simply couldn't have telephoned me at a more inopportune time.
Who's there? Who's with you?
No one.
You talk to me as if there were a woman with you.
Carolyn, don't be fantastic.
I'm not. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing for me to say. You sound very nervous indeed.
Well, of course I'm nervous. I'm extremely nervous. My case is...
What's wrong? Did he die?
No.
Well, will he?
No.
Well, I simply don't understand you, Randy. What in the world are you fussing about? Just give him a pill and come over to Georgetown.
It's out of the question.
Randy, you can't let me down before these people. I will not be humiliated, do you hear?
It isn't a matter of humiliation at all, Carolyn. I simply cannot do it. It's a matter of ethics.
Oh, what kind of ethics? That's nonsense, Randy. Do you know what I think?
I don't imagine it's very pleasant.
It certainly isn't. I think that you're planning something without me, my dear.
I...
You're probably holding your patient's wife's hand at this moment, are you?
Certainly not, Carolyn.
On your word of honor, you're alone.
Randy, Randy, I need to talk to you about it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Randy, who was that? How dare you lie to me? How dare you?
Carolyn,
I knew something like this was happening. I knew it. But you'll be sorry, my pet. You'll be very sorry indeed.
It's Laura.
Randy, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It isn't important, Laura. Forget it.
Alex says the police haven't found anything yet, that they're checking the morgues now.
Well, that's routine, Laura. Don't be frightened.
I'm so helpless, Randy. I can't do anything. I can't find Peter. I can't take care of him. What good am I? What good am I, Randy?
Gently now, Laura. Please.
Gently, gently. That's all we say, isn't it? Gently, be calm. I can't be calm. Peter's gone, missing. Sick and hurt somewhere, perhaps, or worse still, wandering with no idea what's happened to him or where he's going.
Laura.
Randy, help me. Please, help me.
As he hears Laura's desperate plea and tries to offer her comfort, Dr. Valancourt cannot help but compare the harsh demands of his fiancée, Carolyn Lamb, with the heartbroken ones of Laura Lawton. Now, all of you ladies who work so hard each day to keep your house spotless and shining, I want to read you a revealing letter from Mrs. Amy A. Dorn of West New York, New Jersey. Mrs. Dorn writes, and I quote, "I've been keeping house over 30 years, and all that time have used Babbo. Just once did I try a new cleanser that appeared on the market, but went right back to Babbo, for I find no other product comes close to its cleaning power. I'm proud of my home, and while it's plain in its furnishings, it always looks spotless and shining thanks to Babbo," unquote. Thank you, Mrs. Dorn, for your wonderful letter. And ladies, I'm sure you'll feel the same way once you try Babbo. Try it for cleaning your pots and pans, aluminum ware, tile walls, porcelain bathroom and kitchen fixtures. See how Babbo makes surfaces sparkle and with a minimum of effort. Yes, and Babbo cleans so quickly, you save precious time every day. Now here's why. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Grease that holds dirt fast to surfaces. Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. So you can see with grease dissolved, dirt wipes away thoroughly, safely, easily. You're through with record speed. Today, switch to gentle grease-dissolving Babbo. Ask your grocer for the famous green can with the big white letters, B-A-B-O. Get two cans, one for your bathroom and one for your kitchen. Will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ward Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, clean those pots and pans and sinks the easy way with Babbo, B-A-B-O.
Ladies, don't let bathroom and kitchen drain pipes get sluggish. Clean them every week with fast-acting Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S. Simply empty a little in the drain mouth as directed on the Lycon's can, and the inside of that drain pipe is clean as a whistle. Insist on the Lycon's brand. It pours easily with no waste. It's really economical. Does not harm plumbing. Lycon's is excellent, too, for cleaning septic tanks. Start this drain pipe insurance today. It's yours for only a penny a week per drain. Ask your grocer for Lycon's. L-Y-C-O-N-S.
Start each morning off by tuning in to Fred Waring's show over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.